Highline Radio, where the magazine that captures the spirit of the Bow Valley comes to life. Here are your hosts, Aaron LaRose and Christy Davison.
What up and welcome to Highline Radio. You're listening to Aaron and Christy. This week on the show, we're going to let you know what to expect in the next issue of Highline, hitting the stands this November. But first, I'm joined in the studio by Damian Watson from the Rocky Mountain Military Shred Club. Damian, can you tell me about what is the Rocky Mountain Military Snowboard Club?
Hi, Rocky Mountain Military is a Bow Valley-based snowboard club that myself and Craig Gauntz designed and put together for the start of last season. It's a local club. We do get kids from Calgary, even Edmonton, even Regina, kids who live here and come out once a month. And this club is to coach young kids, teens, and young adults who want something positive to go and do, who need a crew of people that they can trust to go snowboard with all the time and learn a lot of all mountain freestyle, avalanche training, nutritional guidelines. We go far past just snowboarding, and we're quite different than other clubs that are in the Bow Valley.
So you guys get into the backcountry stuff too. That's pretty different from a usual type ski snowboard club.
Yeah, it is. For the older young adults, we do venture off into, you know, the backcountry, not too far away. And for the younger groups, it's more about learning how to properly do that, because as soon as they turn 18, they're going to be all over the place. Mm-hmm. So it's all about just getting the basics and instilling that respect about the mountains. And a lot of these local kids don't even know how crazy gnarly, you know, these mountains can be. So it's just getting them to realize that and giving them a real hands-on experience. And going out with the ski patrol at Lake Louise, digging pits, learning transceivers, proper things like that, and it's really fun. They really take to that kind of learning for Abby stuff because they find it interesting.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so each age group, we go about that kind of thing differently. But for the older kids, we do actually venture off into the backcountry and take some trips and hike, and it's really good.
Cool. It sounds like a lot of fun. What do you like best about the job?
Well, it's keeping me snowboarding every single day all winter. Craig and I are just a couple of snowboarders who are going to do it every day, and we really like coaching kids and helping out in that way. And that's probably my favorite thing, just getting out every single day with these kids or teens and then my friends as well, and that's my winner. So how can I not like that?
Yeah, good answer. So is there a target demographic that you guys are pursuing with this club?
We want kids from about 8 years old to 21 years old. Mm-hmm. And within that, we have three groups, 8 to 12, 13, and this is rough. Basically, 8 to 12, 13 to 16, 17 to 21.
Okay.
And right now, our strongest group is the kids. We got about 10 or 12 strong this year. And we have about 6 teens in the snowboard side, which also fall under young adults. They're kind of from 14 to 20. And we also have about 3 skiers that are going to join us this year. So, and just one thing to make clear as well, it's Rocky Mountain Shred Club. Skiing and snowboarding is kind of going to be the same here.
Rocky Mountain Shred Club? That, you're changing the name?
Rocky Mountain Military Shred Club.
Oh, Rocky Mountain Military Shred Club.
Instead of snowboard club, that's all.
So what will people get when they join the club?
As far as opportunities go, mm-hmm. They get opportunities to compete in competitions. They get competition training, proper coaching, Abby training, nutritional stuff. They get, for a few of our older kids, they're very, very competitive, and they want to be, you know, the sponsored snowboarder, travel the world. And through myself and Craig's personal sponsors, we get them to sponsor our club. Mm-hmm. And in turn, some of these kids get fully signed and hooked up and get to compete, and travel budgets, all this stuff. And that's
wow,
at the extreme end.
Huge, yeah.
And at the kid end of things, competition is just simply just to have a lot of fun and build that team atmosphere so they end up loving it. Mm-hmm. Rather than, you know, turn them off from contest. And there's no pressure here. And basically what they get is anything they want to get. And we're here to help them along. Some kids don't want anything. They just want to be out there and ride. Some kids want who knows what they want. You know, they want to travel the world eventually. They also just get support from the community, community help. They get a group that they can absolutely trust. For example, a lot of the time at this level, if you're out with a group of people and you don't trust them, you have to hold back. But if there's somebody there, you know, your buddies or friends who you know are going to pick you up off the snow, then you can just unleash and go nuts. And through our trust we gain, that's why we see so much progression from these kids. Like Craig and I are both, you know, certified coaches, instructors, CPR, emergency, rescue, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And they can really just trust us, you know, as coaches. And they also get a lot of freedom. We let them be. They can do whatever they want because we're very comfortable coaching around these mountains. Mm-hmm. And that makes us really different from any other club.
Yeah, it sounds pretty unstructured compared
It's pretty structured. We have a set schedule. We all have a very common goal. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, the mountain's there for these kids to enjoy. And I might point out that, again, we don't teach snowboarding. There is no beginner kids here. These kids are very talented and they've grown up here. And, you know, we build them up so that, you know, their parents can trust them going out on the mountains. Mm. These kids really get proper all-mountain freestyle training in a very mellow. See, it sounds not structured because we're almost like a jam format every day.
Yeah.
Especially with the older kids because their other schedules mess with their snowboarding schedule. Mm-hmm. Some days they might show up 2 days a week, some days 4 days a week, and we just go with that. We don't want to set guidelines or set times or anything for these kids because that's not what snowboarding mm-hmm. and skiing is all about.
So what is a weekly, like, jam look like? Like, does everybody show up at the same time, at the same place in the morning, and mm-hmm. whoever's there, you guys go out and kind of
That's right.
take it from there?
For example, we go Wednesday nights and Friday nights to Norquay, mm-hmm. and then we go Saturdays at Sunshine, Sundays at Lake Louise, and no matter what age group, we all meet in the morning at the same place. So Lake Louise, for example, we'll meet at 9:30 in Whiskey Jack Lodge, and from there we all go out with our coaches. Mm-hmm. Some of these young kids, sometimes they want to ride with the older kids, and as long as they're cool with it, feel free. That's why it's a bit of a jam format.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's amazing how these teenagers we have are so cool with these younger kids. And that's why the younger kids progress so fast, because they know they're welcome to ride with them. They know they're safe. Mm-hmm. They know they can keep up. So it's really good. You know, there's no set rules, but at the same time, you know, I'll just say again, Craig and I are some of the most qualified people for this in the Bow Valley. And a lot of our friends and support are as well. And I might add, Lake Louise is amazing, giving us their ski patrol once a month for Abbey control. And also, if we have a big park training day, which we do a lot, we're in the snowboard parks a lot,
yep.
often they're there doing laps and watching us. Like, the response is huge at Lake Louise. So
yeah,
we're very lucky for that.
Do you guys have any other community support, like sponsors?
Yeah, we sure do. Starting with Rude Boys, right local, they're huge support for our snowboard club. They'll let these kids come in, order any gear they want, you know, give them stickers, all that stuff, and give them as much discounts as they can. Mm-hmm. My business partner, Craig, has a hookup with Burton, so they give us a bunch of pro cards so we can get these kids gear for cheap. Okay. Because it's expensive,
yep.
but not anymore. We hook these kids up. I have Century Snowboards. That's a personal sponsor of mine, who's a huge help to this club as far as, you know, they give the kids T-shirts. They pay for some of their contests. They've even gone as far as kicking some money in to sponsor these kids into the program. And Moment Skis, which is like a joint company with Century, they're now helping with the ski side of things. We got Ultimate Ski and Ride in Banff in support of us. Dave Sutton there and Warren Jobbitt are a huge help. Rocky's Realty in Canmore. There's John Bjorgum. Has gone as far as giving us some money for marketing and sponsoring kids in. Ken Nelson Enterprises out of Edmonton. A lot of community help here. So if kids don't have the money, but they're really positive kids who need this, we'll go door to door. We'll get them the money.
So, cool.
Yeah.
So what does Rocky Mountain Military Shred Club do for the community?
Well, just like I said, we'll get these kids who really deserve this and are good attitudes in no matter what. Mm-hmm. We give parents a payment plan, just custom to whatever works for them. Just the local help we've gone out to get for them and sponsored. We're, you know, promoting the Bow Valley again in a very positive way.
Yeah.
And promoting everybody who helps us, like Lake Louise and Norquay, and it's been really good that way.
Sounds like a fantastic club.
It has been good. So far, so good. This is our second year going.
Cool. So how can people look into this more? Do you guys have a website?
We do. We have rmmsnowboardclub.com.
Okay.
And even better than that right now, Facebook site. We have just hundreds and hundreds of pictures and video from last season. So if you look that up on Facebook, you can see a lot of pictures. And
look up Rocky Mountain Military Snowboard Club.
Put in the full name, Rocky Mountain Military Snowboard Club. And then we set that up before we switched to Shred.
Yeah.
Just to let you know. And our website is rm_military@hotmail.com if you want to shoot us an email.
Okay.
And basically anybody interested in this, if you shoot us an email, give us their mailing address, I'll send you out a package full of information and stickers and whatever we can.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot for meeting with me, Damien. That was really interesting.
Thanks for the chance.
And let's do
it again soon, anytime.
Okay. When we get back, we'll give you a peek into what you can find in the upcoming winter edition of Highline Magazine.
Highline Radio will be right back. Now back to Highline Radio. Here are your hosts, Aaron Morose and Christy Davison.
So Christy and I have been busy lately putting together the new edition of Highline. She's such a slave driver. And we figured we'd take some time this week to give you a taste of what you'll find in the issue. Yeah, you start. So it's been a year since the first issue of Highline came out, which is rather mind-blowing. It was actually fall 2008 that our first issue came out, and since then we've had a winter and a summer issue. As usual, the new issue is going to involve mostly, or completely, is the new issue is composed entirely of content from the Bow Valley, so hopefully there'll be a lot of names and stories that you recognize in the content. The 2010 Olympics in Vancouver are looming large, and Canmore being a town with an Olympic legacy, we wanted to include a little something about the Olympics in the new issue. Before the 88 Olympics, Canmore was a little-known ex-mining town, and the Olympics brought a world-class training facility to the area, and with it, world-class athletes that we're lucky enough to have training and living in our community. And Christy and I wanted to recognize the impact of the training facility and the athletes living and existing in our midst has on the community. So Megan Ward wrote an excellent article about the Olympic legacy and the Olympians from the Bow Valley that are going to be traveling to the Vancouver Games. And she chatted with them and found out what motivates them and what makes them dream big.
And as we have had in the past couple of issues, we are lucky enough to have Carrie Bonet writing the training and health article for us again. And he has decided to focus on the hips this time. And he's taking a holistic approach to it. So he talked to a yoga instructor, a chiropractor, a physiotherapist, and then his own realm of knowledge, which is the training aspect. And he asked them each what was probably, in their opinion, the most important move or exercise for the health of your hips. which are a center of our body and that help stabilize us and keep us, our whole body healthy, basically. So it's a really interesting article. It's kind of great to see something that's kind of an all-around approach to health.
This summer, we were lucky enough to have local mountaineer and historian Chick Scott on our radio show, as our avid listeners will recall. We got to chatting with him on the ride back to Canmore, and he had some really inspirational words for Christy and I about following our dream with the magazine. And I know you're not always going to make money doing it, but it's what you love to do, so you should keep doing it. And out of the goodness of his heart, he offered to write an article for us for the winter issue. And he wrote about Jim Davies, who is who was a pilot in the Valley for more than 30 years. He started out flying planes and eventually took up helicopter piloting. Is that right? Can I say helicopter piloting? I'm going to. And actually, Jim ended up being a pioneer. Him and Hans Moser, they were the two founders, if you will, of the heli-ski industry, which happened in the Bugaboos in the 60s, I believe it was. Basically, Hans was out there with a bunch of clients, and Jim took turns with the clients, ferrying them to the top of runs, and they would glide down, and thus heli-skiing was born. And Jim is also the pioneer of using helicopters in mountain rescues. He flew the first mountain rescue that involved slinging an injured climber off a mountain. And Jim is retired now, but still lives in the Valley. And it's a great story that Chick's a great writer. It's really nice to read and just nice to hear about someone that's had such an adventurous life living amongst us.
Some really great photos that Chick sent us too.
Yeah, some
wicked
classic
photos of
classic.
Jim just... what is it? The spread eagle or whatever?
Yeah, over a tree.
Over a tree at Rookway. Yeah. And kind
soaring
of just like
the, air.
The most casual
expressionless
expression. Every time he's like 30 feet off the ground probably.
Yeah,
and he's
like,
just
no
like
big deal.
Looks like he's walking down Main Street.
Yeah, totally. And that hair, he's got movie star hair.
He's got wicked hair, yeah. Some great photos from Bruno Engler actually that we're going to print.
Yeah.
And a really nice one of him in a helicopter that is stuffed so tight, it's like a family going on a road trip in the station wagon. It's like just bags from the ceiling to floor, side to side. He can hardly even fit in there, and he's about to take off. It's pretty classic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great article. Really fun. We had a good friend of Highline, Michelle Maculo, write an article about the Abbey Smart program that's taking place in the Valley. That's a program started by Julie Timmons, who's been a guest on Michelle Maculo's own show on Parks Radio. And she basically started this program in the schools to start educating younger people about avalanche safety. And it's just a really interesting article, something that's sort of long overdue, I think, the Abbey Smart program.
This issue, Christy and I have introduced a little classified section, if you will, called Bear Hugs and Moose Knuckles.
It's our little throwback to, if anyone remembers, in the wildlife, the flowers and fish heads. So you can write in with flowers would be like giving flowers to someone. So
that would be
thankful.
The bear hug.
That's what bear hug is the same as flowers. Fish heads is our moose knuckles. So you can throw moose knuckles at people. You can smother people with moose knuckles. You can do what you must. It's open. And so, we'll receive that stuff by email. So if anyone hears the show, please do send us your ideas, you know, between 20 and 30, 40 words-ish.
Yeah.
And just send to info@highlineonline.ca.
So yeah, basically if there's something getting on your nerves in the Valley, send it out in moose knuckle. And if there's someone you want to give props to, a bear hug.
So, for example, if you're not familiar with flowers and fish heads and bear hugs and moose knuckles, a bear hug would be thank you to Park Radio for putting on such an amazing show for us.
I'd like to send a bear hug out to Kamara and Alan.
Yeah. Yeah. And a moose knuckle, Erin?
Whoa. Another example would be I'd like to send a moose knuckle out to Mother Nature for making winter show up in the form of minus 22 degrees in the middle, beginning of October.
We have a great article written by Wendy Bush. I'm well known throughout the valley for her dog sledding and horseback riding escapades, but she has these great stories about Sasquatch, and she put them all together
is
into an
article.
Is it Sasquatch
or Sasquatches?
Sasquatchi. Sasquai, actually. And yeah, she just put them all together for us. It's a really entertaining little article and kind of makes you think a little bit.
It does. We've also got a comparison for anyone that's out there and looks down and sees paw prints on the ground and wonders, is that a dog? Maybe there's a wolf tracking me. Is that a coyote? Is there a coyote tracking me? So we've got basically a drawing of a domestic dog, a coyote, and a wolf print, and just what you can look for to tell the difference between them while you're out enjoying the backcountry.
And then, of course, we have our usuals. Gear Review, The Seen and Heard, which is our local events listings page, and The Snapshot, which is kind of the final frame of the magazine, the photos that are submitted to us, and The Still Life photo spread, which I think is really fantastic this time.
I think it's
the best.
There's some great photos in there.
Yeah, yep,
for sure. And, of course, there'll be a few surprises in the magazine as well. The winter issue is going to be hitting the stands on November 15th, and you can pick it up at the usual locations around the valley. Safeway in Canmore and Banff, Beamers on 7th Ave in Canmore, Rusticana, Avalanche Video in Canmore. The Banff Central have them at the Sally Borden Building and the Professional Development Center. Valhalla Outfitters in Canmore will have them, the Nordic Center, Fergie's, the Canmore Rec Center, and the Canmore Library. In Calgary, you can find them at Mountain Equipment Co-op, Campers Village, and out there on Stephen Avenue Mall. And they'll also be available at random countertops around the valley too, at shops and cafes, etc.
That's it for the show this week. If you'd like to comment on the show, drop us a line at 403-762-1536 or email us at info@highlineonline.ca.
Don't forget you can catch all our shows on the podcast at friendsofbanff.com. Plus, check out the latest magazine on our website, highlineonline.ca.
Thanks for listening. Make sure to tune in next week for another Fix a Highline.
Highline Radio, from the creators of Highline Magazine. Visit them online at highlineonline.ca.